Hello, welcome everybody to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. It's been very exciting recently, the ones that have come through, and if you're curious, all of these are archived on the BBS Radio website under the Allow Love Show. You have to look for the Allow Love Show. So it starts with T, not with A. And each call is labeled with the being who came through. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us as well. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and please limit yourself to 3 questions unless we don't have a lot of callers, and then you're welcome to come back and ask more. Let me give you phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. And the toll-free number for that is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number there, in case that line is busy, which happens once in a while, is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So, are we ready? Here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome. May I ask who's calling today, please? Who's here?
This is DK, or Dwakul.
Dwakul, wonderful. Thank you for being here. Can you share with us your reason for being here today, or a little bit about your background for anybody who doesn't know you?
My reason for being here today is to implore all of you to say yes. Say yes to life. Say yes to love. Say yes to excitement. Say yes to abundance.
Oh, that sounds really, really, really good. Yes. Okay. Because all of those are not only here, but coming in greater measure in our real experience here on the planet, right?
Very absolutely.
Quickly. Yes. Okay. Beautiful.
So say yes.
Okay. Say yes. I know someone else who used to say that, and that's Skip Ross. That was very
wise one.
Yes, wise and very good for me at the time. So, okay. So, Barbara, you're up. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Say
hello,
yes
dear
to
one.
Everything that's good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Is Romney going to join Trump in a high position?
There's not a whole lot of energy for that, dear one.
Will we have a new government?
Yes, you will.
And when will that be?
Look for January.
And would be called the Republic?
Yes, it will be called the Republic, yes.
And there won't be an electoral college.
That whole system, all of governance, is going to change, dear one.
So we will have another election then.
Of sorts.
Okay. And they will work on 9/11? We will finally find out exactly what happened?
That will be part of the disclosure process for many things.
Waiting so long for the currencies, will that be What's delaying it? What's holding it up?
Can you say UST?
I didn't hear that exactly.
Can you say UST?
UST?
Yes.
I said it.
That's your answer.
United States Treasury, Barbara.
Oh, God, it's a little late for me. Are they using direct energy weapons on people?
Who's they, dear one?
Cabal. The bad one.
They used to.
Used to. All right, one more, and then I'll close to let other people ask questions. What's going to happen to our dear Hillary?
Which one?
The one. Oh, say yes.
Thank you.
To everything that, the one that we see right now.
This one, we hope, is wise enough to disappear quickly and quietly.
Thank you.
And, you're welcome.
Say yes to everything. That's good. I got it.
Good.
Thank you, Barbara. Good.
You're welcome.
Ilaska, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Aloha. Hello. And yes to you. So a couple
Thank
of questions
you.
That have been brought up by this little discussion. So that means Trump is out. Is that correct?
And he will sing all the way. He never intended to be president. He only intended to stir the brown color stuff.
Got it. Okay. And so, any sense of when the RV will happen, when our money will be available?
Before the new governance is here.
And that means before January, before February, when?
That means before January, dear one.
Thank you. Okay, another personal question here. I have a very debilitating pain in my upper right thigh. And I think it's tendons, but I don't know. Any input on that? Because it's very debilitating.
Dear one, it would serve you to get very in touch with why you are afraid to move.
Well, it's hard for me to say yes to that because I've been very active and I had broken my hip. And I think I don't want to, you know, question you, but I'm exercising now, and I love to move. I've been an athlete, you know, most of my life, ski instructor, et cetera.
I am not speaking of physical movement.
Okay. So movement in forward movement in my life?
Forward movement in your worldview, shall we say.
Okay, I'll say yes to that at this point.
Good.
Okay, I don't have anything else to say right now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alyoska. Blessings.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mary. Blessings, my dear.
Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
All right. Okay, we are honored to have Dwell Cool here today, which is awesome. And I'd just like to take this moment without a caller to expand on the your comments that have been brought up so far. When you say the new governance will be called the Republic, it's my sense that it is a new governance, not the Republic of old. Could you clarify?
It will be the Republic, but with new governance. So yes to both.
Okay, so they're going to use the same name, but the form is going to be, and how it presents itself is going to be quite different. Is that correct?
Yes, dear.
Okay. And is the use of the Republic word to, number one, settle down the people who are bent on the return of the Republic, thinking of the old one, so to speak, and secondly, to use the word in its most meaningful sense, that it would be a true republic. Are those two correct or not?
Those two are correct. And even though the word republic is used, it doesn't mean that there won't be any Pleiadians involved.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. We welcome the Pleiadians, right?
Indeed, you should.
Yes. Okay. And when you said an election of sorts, it was our understanding there would be a full-blown election at some point. Maybe that's not going to be quite the case in the immediate future?
I don't mean to imply that it won't be all-inclusive, because everybody will be participating.
Okay. Well, that's good. So it will be a full-blown election, but maybe not as many offices as we've had previously. Would that be the case?
I would say different.
Different. Okay. Well, yeah, each office that we do vote for is going to have maybe a different name, a different format, a different meaning, different purpose.
Think circles within circles here.
Okay. Wasn't that the original intent, although maybe not the vision, to have representation at each level moving up into smaller groups of people, starting, of course, with the general populace at the bottom? At the outside of the concentric circles.
Yes.
So it's just going to be a different expression of representation? Is
yes.
That what you're saying? Okay. Okay.
And one in which people will not be deceived, because those presenting information will not have that ability.
And that will be delightful.
Won't it?
So when the question about Hillary, excuse me, say the current Hillary, and you suggested that she disappear fast, that's to save her life, right? This is the good clone that they've used.
This is the good double, yes.
The good double, the best double.
Correct.
The one they used for the debates. Okay. And in order to save her life, she certainly should disappear. I actually put this out in an email a week or two ago. Disappear, dye your hair, change your hairstyle, change your makeup, maybe eventually get some kind of facial reconstruction, change your clothes, dump all of Hillary-type clothes and go to...
Rio.
Anything. Anything else, right?
Right.
Even hippie clothes would be really good. Okay. So this certainly would be wise. Does she have any idea that she's in danger?
Only watered down.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess each of us makes choices.
Indeed.
Yes. And I know Trump never intended to be president. He never thought he would be elected. He was there to stir the pot and did a beautiful job on that.
Yes, kudos to him.
Yes, absolutely. And now, surprise, here he is. By the time they count all of the popular votes or the absentee ballots and the uncounted ballots, will he have the popular vote as well?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Okay, so how is he dealing with this new position? Is he looking for an escape valve? I would be.
Yes, I think that's a simple way to put it. Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay. I had an email today about the concept of disclosure of the galactics. We've already mentioned the Pleiadians, but there's, of course, many more than that.
Yes.
And that Obama will be the one to actually do this. Is that the proposed plan? Or would it be Trump or
that,
another?
That is a plan under consideration.
Okay. So it could be that imminent, the disclosure?
Yes.
All right. And would the inner earth, the Garthans and all be disclosed at the same time?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. I had another email about Trump's possible support of the state of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. I always murder that name. Netanyahu, whatever, any Netanyahu, as a strong platform of his. Is that really true or not?
Somebody's wishful thinking.
Oh, somebody who's pro-Israel is counting on Trump being positive, right?
Wishful thinking, dear one.
Wishful thinking. Okay. Because that's not a correct future for the actual Jewish population versus the Khazarian Jews, right?
That individual that you spoke of is not pro-humanity.
Right.
I'll say that.
Okay. So he's going to have to be gone along with many others, the ones that are still left.
Yes.
Okay, good. So all this stuff about Israel, Trump supporting Israel and strengthening Israel is just, like you said, wishful thinking on
yes.
somebody's part.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, not going to happen. Yes, because that can't be part of our new world. It's not honorable to good Jewish people who are good Jews and not Khazarians.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, there's another thing that came in email that I found very interesting, which I was not aware of. Of course, I'm aware of Keshi and the free energy programs that he's gotten and made available. But these are called Keshi pads that can be used on the body for pain management and on the brain for Alzheimer's management. Is that correct?
Correct.
And are these pads generally available, like on the internet?
You can purchase them. It is not a straightforward, simple, quick procedure, but it is doable.
Okay, so that means trying to go to Keshi's website, not something like Amazon that's simple.
Correct.
And they could be found maybe on Keshi's website if you look far enough?
You don't have to look very far. They're there.
Okay. Okay. Are they affordable by people who would have a need for these?
There are those who can afford them.
Okay. So they're not cheap, but they work, right? Is that what they do work?
They do work. Yes.
They do work. Okay. That sounds awesome. Okay. All right. So the Electoral College is scheduled for somewhere around December 19th, as my understanding, some mid-December, somewhere in there. Will it take place as projected at this time, or will it be changed before that, or can you tell at this time?
There is about 3.5% energy that it will occur.
Oh, that's pretty low. Like the odds are way heavily against it even occurring.
Exactly so.
So that means that the governance system, new governance, could be announced prior to that time period?
Or at that time.
Or at that time, as part of the announcement of no Electoral College.
Right.
This is what's happening instead. Here's a website where you can go to read the details, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Would they use the emergency broadcasting system to announce something this huge?
There's a good chance they will.
Okay. Otherwise, would the major media that still the bulk of the American public looks to, unfortunately, would they be required to announce this instead?
That's one way to put it.
Meaning the word required is undefined at the moment?
Correct.
Okay. So that's anywhere from a suggestion to gunpoint, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I get that. All right. In the new governance setup, will Trump have some kind of position, whatever the new positions are? Will he be tapped for something?
Hero.
Okay. Well, if we were to have the same system as we have now and Trump were to be president for the next 4 years, I see a great advantage in his wife speaking five languages and being such a gracious and elegant woman that she would be a great ambassador type person. So I was thinking of her because if he's involved, then she could become involved in some way that would be beneficial.
Correct.
Okay, so there's that possibility.
That possibility, yes.
Okay. Okay, do you
whether or not he's involved.
Oh, okay. That she might be willing to take on some kind of role with her language skills and her ability to present herself well.
And her diplomacy.
And diplomacy. Also because she became an American citizen the right way. She went through the process, did she not?
Yes, she did.
Yes. So she has honorability on her side in that regard.
And in many others.
And others too, yes. Yes, beautiful. Okay. Let's see, what else? Let me change the subject to...
Congratulate you, dear one, if I may.
Okay.
This adjustment process that you have facilitated with this new being in your household.
That's where I was going.
Is commendable. Absolutely commendable. Such progress in such a short amount of time. I really take my hat off to you, dear one.
Thank you. Well, I know we had some help in that regard.
Well, certainly you had help, but you had to allow that. Otherwise, it could not have occurred.
That's true. for our regular listeners who are wondering, what are they talking about? Last Saturday, we got a new kitten. We got tired of waiting for the Japanese bobtails that we were looking at and believed they were not going to be available to us at that time. So we felt inspired and directed to go to the Maui Humane Society, which I didn't have a whole lot of faith in, although I think it's a good organization considering humane societies. We had placed an ad on Craigslist, and we had opened up the door, shall we say, by contacting the other rescue places on Maui, looking for an appropriate student. We said companion to the people we were adopting from, because they're not going to understand a cat teaching another cat. Okay. But our beautiful adult cat, Jazz, has gotten very fat and lazy. And he's a brilliant being and very cosmically aligned. And he has needed a kitten to teach. And we were counting on getting the Japanese bobtails from Japan, which at the time was not going to work. So we went to the Humane Society, and at the front of the cage, where one of the cages where they had the kittens, there was this little gray kitten, apparently, from what Merlin said, waiting for me. I got there before the host did. And we ended up, after an hour or so, bringing him home. And it's been amazing. I had never had the experience of bringing in a second cat into a one-cat household. And I do understand it can be pretty challenging for a month or two, where there's a lot of hissing and a lot of, you know, arched backs and tails up and so forth. Well, we not only have peace. This is Thursday. This was last Saturday. We not only have peace. Jazz is allowing the kitten to play with his toys, to jump in his boxes. He taught him how to use the new scratcher that we bought. Has taught him how to eat, I think, has helped with the eating pattern, has allowed him to eat some of his own food, and they touch noses regularly. This is what you're speaking of, right?
Yes. Delightfully so.
So we do have peace, not World War III. And it didn't start that way. It started with hissing and the usual, but very quickly shifted. And I thank Merlin and all the beings who helped to facilitate the emergence of peace and harmony here. And they're actually playing together,
which Jazz needs greatly.
Greatly, greatly. I think he's already lost maybe half a pound.
Yes.
He's maybe more than that, because he was really getting fat and lazy. So
that was before, dear.
That was before. Yes. Now we're back in the realm of sanity again, and a little more wisdom.
Yes.
Now we've had eating issues with the new kitten. Are those softening up now?
That was merely a transition.
Okay.
Expect him to eat.
Okay.
See, when you give him the energy of you're not eating, then he thinks, oh, I'm not supposed to eat.
That's true.
So, if I could ask you to change that.
Yes. All right. All right. So now I'm mixing the a little bit of the science diet that they gave us, which he seems very uninterested in, with a little bit of canned food and an occasional little piece of chicken, which Jazz eats. Is that going to work pretty well?
That's okay. But really, you can deep six the science diet.
Really?
Yes. He's not interested in it.
Okay, but isn't that all he had at the
Humane Society? Well, yeah, if that's all you get, then, you know.
So he had to eat that.
Yes.
But he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it at all.
Okay. Will he like the canned food with little bits of chicken mixed in?
Yes.
Better? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
Or better.
Deep Six, the science diet. Okay. So hopefully we're on the downhill run with the eating issues.
Yes, you are.
Okay, good.
Especially with your change in energy.
Yes, I will work on that, definitely. Okay. All right. So thank you for that help with our new kitten. He's so scrawny, but he's going to be a big cat, is he not?
He is indeed. You can tell.
Yes. His ears are as big as Jazz's.
Yes. And his paws.
And paws.
Oh, yes.
And long tail, long body.
Yes.
Just very thin. Okay. So we've been told he has some Bengal cat descended from the Bengal tiger in him. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. Is he 50% Bengal or less or more?
I wouldn't go talking about this a great deal, dear one.
Okay.
Because the county would not be in favor.
That's true.
And that is exactly why your vet wanted to call it Siamese.
Oh, did our good vet, who's a very good vet, did he know there was Bengal in there?
Yes, he knew, but he can't say that, otherwise trouble.
Okay, because there was a Bengal breeder here on Maui that the county shut down.
Correct.
Some time ago. I don't know when. I didn't know that.
Well,
okay,
it's
so
been
this,
a while.
This one is descended from some of those cats.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll just not talk about that.
Let's don't.
Okay. But he's going to be a big cat, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So big that we'll have to use a harness and a lead rather than a carrier to take him to the vet?
Well, that or an airline carrier.
Okay, airline carrier. Okay. Okay. Very interesting.
Which I think you'll find easier.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. So how old is this kitten?
2 months, 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Pretty small. So what did you name her or him?
Sizzle.
Oh, that's cute.
So we have Jazz and Sizzle, two names with double Z's. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, my question tonight is I called in at the last minute last week, and I asked the channel what I was going to be doing about 3 weeks from now, and they saw me with children on my lap. And then I asked them if I was going to still be in Kansas, and the channel said, unfortunately, no, but I didn't have time to have that clarified. Could I have that clarified now, please?
You will be in a different location, dear one.
But I'm not going to transition.
No.
I mean,
You got work to do.
Yes, I think I figured that out. So you can tell me where the new location will be?
It's the one that you have thought about for the better part of a decade.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I have to think about that one. And is the black box becoming available?
Soon.
Soon, like another month or?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Realistically, probably.
Before year end, dear one.
For year end, and will I still be a candidate for that?
Oh, yes, I have you on the list.
Oh, thank you. I thought maybe I would be all healed up by then and I wouldn't need it. I was hoping.
Well, there's that possibility, in which case I'll take you off the list. Okay, you won't need it.
Lovely. Okay, well, I thank you all very much. And many blessings to those kittens, the new little kittens. I love them.
Thank you, Carol.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I had to take one step to get two dots on my phone. George Soros, when will he be gone out of our hair?
Let me recommend that you not give any energy to this.
All right.
Could you clarify that, meaning mentally take away his power?
Whatever you resist, dear one, you will have persist for you.
True.
So, that's my comment.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. Earlier, it was talked about the revalue currency exchange and that the U.S. Treasury has been stopping it. When will they no longer be able to do that?
Certainly by January.
So you're saying that the currency exchange possibility will not happen till sometime the end of December?
Dear one, this is not going to be everything happening in 30 minutes. This is going to be a process.
So could you clarify that more?
The process?
Yes.
There are going to be groups of people exchanging at a time.
Okay. So are you able to give me a ballpark estimate of when I will be exchanging? Hello?
Early December.
Okay. Do you think I'll be able to make it to France by December 30th?
Yes, dear, when I do.
Okay, so I won't make it there for my birthday.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Okay, so because the time frame, and I understand everything's fluid, it just keeps getting farther out. And the reason why I was asking is if it was going to be a while, I was going to job hunt for a different job where I could make more money. So it doesn't seem like that would be something I should do, because I don't want to start a new job and then quit right away. It wouldn't be fair to the employer.
Plus, it would be a huge waste of time for you, wouldn't it?
True. Well, now that I know, things are wrapping up faster. Okay. And what did you name the new kitty, Mary?
Sizzle. Actually, he named himself. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, here's a question. Would Authority cat food be a good cat food for him? The brand name Authority?
Dear one, he has decided that he likes the same food that Jazz likes.
Good for Mary.
Well.
Well, that there's two sides to that coin.
Yes, I understand. Okay, you'll have to send me a picture, Mary. I love
that. We have to get some pictures. Rod has to take some pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what your cell phone's for.
I know.
Okay. So, well, thank you very much. He answered all my... Oh, so here's a question. The media, like CNN, NBC, et cetera, so... When they go,
will be the very last to change. The very last.
So, is there a ballpark estimate of when that would occur? Are we looking at 6 months, 3 months, a year?
Less than 3 months, dear one.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful news. Well, thank you very much for being here tonight.
My pleasure, dear.
I will say good night.
Namaste.
And then I'll do namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take a quick break here. We are honored with the presence of Dwell Cool. And let me give you phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you would like to ask a question, you need to call a different number. And the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. And we are honored with Dwell Cool's presence here today. And we're just so delighted to have you here. And I'd like to give you an opportunity to say anything else that you want to say at this time for our listeners.
Deal with Carol first.
Okay. Let's save that question. And Carol, you're back again. Welcome.
I'm back again. I forgot to ask a question. David and I's financial situation seems to be getting worse instead of better. Would you suggest that we take out a loan or just try to hold out till things get better?
Take the loan, dear one.
Take the loan. And can we just take a loan? Like, you know, you get all these credit card people offering money. Could we just take any one of those, or should we be more cautious?
Be a little more discerning.
Like, we get one, I guess, from U.S. Bank. Should we check out a Wells Fargo bank? I don't think we have one near us, though. So. Well, I guess that doesn't matter, does it?
It does not matter.
Okay, thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, thank you, Carol. Okay. Okay, so now, is there something that you would like to say to our listeners other than what you've shared about saying yes?
Be the example of how to step up. Be that for others. Please.
Okay. So it's my understanding that everybody on the planet at this time in the last few weeks has been offered some opportunity to do something better with their life that may feel scary, or I'm not sure I can do this, or wow, should I do this, etc. Whatever their personal circumstances are, everybody's being offered something. Is that correct?
Correct. An opportunity to step up and demonstrate how to do that.
And that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Because in our circles, the host and I have watched people either step up, you know, again, depending on their personal circumstances, or basically choose not to, which kind of looks like wimping out. I mean that in a judgmental sense, but it's the opposite of stepping up, shall we say. Are we seeing that correctly?
Absolutely are. And that's why I'm asking everybody to demonstrate for others how to do this.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be done with arrogance. It needs to be done firmly and gently.
And trusting and with faith and confidence.
Indeed, indeed.
And putting out the best vibes of even prayer for whatever the stepping up is required to have faith that it will work out.
Yes.
And it's the right thing to do.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Yes, we are seeing so many examples of this. It's just amazing and very, very clarifying as to missions and purposes.
Yes, you have. And you will see more.
Yes, I'm sure we will, because those energies are not going away. Okay. So,
yes, you are at a place that you might call the Great Divide.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So, be the example.
Okay.
My request of you.
All right. Thank you. That is beautiful. There's an organization or group called PRG, Paradigm Research Group. Apparently is involved in the extraterrestrial area within the military intelligence community, and is focused on the potential event of disclosure. Can you address the accuracy of this or their purpose or what may happen?
Her purpose is disclosure.
Okay. And are they trying to figure out how to do it, when to do it?
Exactly so.
Okay. Will the Clintons be...
Because you know that this is something that needs to be done with delicacy.
Yes.
And so as not to cause panic.
Absolutely.
So...
Well,
wish them luck.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Well, I've seen so-called surveys taken to ask basically the American population to whatever, however many thousands of people they did, whether they believe in off-planet beings or not, and that more of the public is believing in this rather than not. Is that true?
Yes. You have passed the tipping point.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Okay. So, will the Clintons be involved in any way in this disclosure process? You're laughing.
Thank you for the laugh.
Okay.
No, dear one.
Oh, good. Okay, because I have an email about, they were supposed to do this. Well, I don't think that's exactly been their agenda.
Correct.
Okay. Right. Yes. All right. Is the climate... beginning to shift a bit, those who voted for Hillary, who, of course, they were voting for a dead person, but they are probably not aware of that, shift in accepting the change that she's not you know, was not elected president, either honorably or not honorably. Is that beginning to soften a bit, or is a great divide going on still in the department?
It is indeed, dear.
Okay. So
you have to be okay with that.
Yeah. There's just some diehards who've just not gotten on track yet with what's actually going on, and their reality is a different reality.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And to be okay with that, let it be.
There's not much else you can do with it, is there?
That's true. That's true. Okay. I would like to express gratitude for the healing of the host's tooth, that was a root canal got infected, and we had an emergency trip to the dentist who planned to pull it because the tooth was cracked and because of the infection. But fortunately, I think we had some nice intervention that the infection overpowered the numbing, and so they couldn't get it numb enough in order to pull it. So the tooth was not pulled, because teeth are very important. You do not want to pull them unless it's absolutely, incredibly necessary. And that thing has completely been healed up now, as far as we can tell. Is that true?
That is so.
And
in spite of himself.
Well, he was in a lot of discomfort. He was in a lot of pain. It was pretty miserable. But it didn't take long for it to heal. So the tooth was saved. It's now healed up. The infection's pretty much gone. There's no pain, no consequences right now. And that was just within the last week, was it not?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, a week ago Thursday, which is why we were not able to do the show last week. As he thought maybe he could get through it, but we thought, don't press it. Okay.
And that was a wise choice.
Yeah, I think so. So, listeners, thank you for your understanding of us doing a rerun last week. We're very grateful. I forgot to mention that at the beginning because time is going so fast. I forgot. This has just been a week. It was last Thursday.
May I make a comment here, Darren?
Please.
I need you to understand that these two are committed to this show and to you.
These two.
Yes, you and Rod.
Yes, committed to the show and our listeners and callers.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We are committed. It's only if we're actually unable to do the show that there'll be a rerun.
Exactly so.
All right. Right. And if we're ever traveling, we don't have the equipment to do the show because we can't take it with us. We have some fairly sophisticated equipment in order to do this show with the BBS setup. So we won't be deterred unless it's absolutely necessary.
Good.
Okay. So, then will Obama be known, among other things, as the disclosure president? Will this be done under his watch? Even though he's not really president right now because of the change behind the scenes, can you elaborate on that?
He is graciously assisting in the transition.
Yes.
So, take your hat off to him for that.
Yes. I believe this is a very good man who got completely overpowered by the threats and had too many carrots dangled at the same time. So that he was actually unable to carry out his full agenda. Is that true?
Dear one, it takes an individual with tremendous fortitude to stand up to the threat of your family being obliterated.
Oh, yes.
So.
Oh, yes. And the cabal was much stronger 8 years ago than they are now.
Absolutely.
So they had much more power than they do today.
Correct.
So the climate has changed almost completely.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thank you so very much, Dwalkul, for being here today.
My pleasure, dear one.
We're very honored. We appreciate all your beautiful responses to people's questions and mine. And
remember my request, please.
Say yes.
Yes.
And step up.
And be the example.
Be the example. Yes. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful. And we appreciate you and we love you.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.